Good morning and welcome to the Living Deeply Stories podcast. I'm your host, Morelle Parker, and today's story is called A View from the Train. It is set in Italy, on a train journey through Italy in 2013 when I was 34 and I was living in Switzerland at the time. So yeah, it's basically about my love for the train and it's from my blog, wanderlusting.blog, my old blog, my first blog, and now I'm at morelleparker.com. I have a blog there too, but I do love these old stories. They're pretty creative. So, A View from the Train, from July 9th, 2013. It's been forever since I sat for 8 hours just listening to music and staring out the window. Maybe never. It was a surprise. I hadn't planned it. That was a surprise too. I like to plan stuff. I like to have all my stuff with me just in case. The week before I left was stressful. There were many things to do at all times to prepare to leave my home for a month. There were old lists and new lists and visa stuff. I only left the house once a day for an hour or two. I felt attached to the apartment. Did I really want to go away? I could be happy here. The night before, I slept lightly and my heart beat fast. What was this? I saw gypsy children surrounding me at train stations and wondered if my bags would be stolen. Fermez bien votre sac, madame. Close your bag well, madame. Well, I do have a history with France. I had the feeling that taking the train would bear great gifts. I love the train. I was heading south through Switzerland, changing in Milan, and carrying on through Italy towards my destination, Nice, in France. I wanted to see the landscapes and the people getting on and off and really feel the journey. I liked that it took 9 hours and there were 3 changes to make. I was thinking I'd be getting a lot of shit done. Shit I still had to do. Shit I needed to do. I thought it would be fun to glance out the window while doing it, but things changed on the train. I just sat there and didn't get out my laptop once, except to charge my iPod. I was looking for the music to take me back. Not because I wanted to be 21 again, just because it felt good to slip into the memories. Or not even the memories, but the feelings. Freedom, adventure, anxiety, friendship, Lauryn Hill, Outcast, the Avalanches, and Deltron 3030. That was the summer of 2001 in Europe. I felt so grateful for all the people and places that have brought me to where I am today. Tears welled but didn't break. I loved the community. I love the communality of trains. People help each other. Men offer to put my suitcase up. I feel supported and safe in their company. Years ago, and alone, I took a 35-kilo suitcase and an 18-kilo backpack from the south of Italy to France, changing the train 3 times. I must have got some help to get through the ordeal. There are a lot of stairs in Europe. Coming through Italy, I didn't want to put on my iPod for a bit. I wanted to listen to the musicality of the Italian language. The woman's trip to the bathroom became a story so alive. The other passengers in our cabin smiled. Italians are sexy. The young woman traveling with her boyfriend across from me wore a jade green top and had her brown eyes outlined in black. Bird-boned and plainly dressed in Birkenstocks, she was studying maths from a text with her boyfriend. But even this looked sexy. I kept catching her glance at me. It was near lunchtime and she must have been hungry, eyeing my array of snacks with envy. I imagined they were going to someone's house for lunch at their destination and wouldn't have eaten since their small breakfast. The Italians and French don't snack, but they do eat white carbs and drink Coke. Now I'm getting off track. Italian guys have a way of looking that makes you feel like Sophia Loren. They are not afraid to stare. Their eyes bulge and burn bright white. It was good to feel like a woman again. I miss this in Australia and Switzerland. I remember a guy looked at me on the bus last October. Of course I remember it. All women want to turn heads, don't we? Isn't it what we're made for? The brown girl opposite got on the train at San Remo. Bored of her magazine and unable to sleep, she took out her new cosmetics from a purple paper bag to look at. They were shiny and new in their plastics. She opened one box containing, quote unquote, invisible powder, and applied the soft brush to her face. It was, in fact, quite invisible, and I was reminded of the Emperor's new clothes. Have we come to this? I wrote some lyrics from Outcasts, So Fresh, So Clean, in my journal. I love how you are. You're so Anne Frank. Let's go get to the attic and hide out for about 2 weeks. Okay, it sounds better with the music playing. Try to read it to a beat. And we are the coolest motherfuckers on the planet. And my, the sky is falling, ain't no need to panic. Go listen to it now. You won't regret it. Step away from the self-help section and put the hip-hop on. Advice to myself. Poetic aesthetics. Finally, we got to the beach. Seaside towns with train lines only going in two directions. Towns and tracks built right up against the shore. Whitewashing hung between faded, peeling orange walls and dark green shutters. Rented umbrellas bright and patriotic like the flags of our fathers. Europeans rubbing oil into their already brown bodies. Palatial homes with stairs winding down to the cliffs to the pebbly shore and the green sea below. Sometimes it's worth going the long way. Thank you, my love. That is my story for today, A View from the Train. I hope you enjoyed it. And we're taken back to that time when we could travel. I don't know about you, but I really miss traveling by train. It's my favorite way to travel. And in West Australia in the past few years, I have traveled to Kalgoorlie by train because with my friend Shanna, who we just wanted to go on a train journey. So we went there and it was really great. And yeah, I hope one day, maybe next year, to get back to Europe or even to Indonesia and travel by train. So if you loved hearing my story and you would like to hear more, please leave me a review and a comment where you find this podcast. Subscribe if you like. Share about it. Tag me. I'm on social media, Instagram, MerylParker_XX. Or you can DM me, let me know if you enjoyed it, or you can share it with your friends and family. I would love that. And what else? Yeah, that's it. All the links are below to my Instagram and to everything else, my books and all the rest. So thank you so much. Hope you have a wonderful weekend, and I'll see you next week for another Living Deeply story.